This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am sorry I was gone for a few days. Hey, listen, I get to take a vacation too once in a while. It wasn't much of a vacation though. It wasn't. And I don't mean to sound critical, but never, ever, ever travel the holiday seasons if you don't have to. I don't understand it. You know, every other airport was on time except ours. Ours was the only flight that was 2-3 hours off, whereas everybody else was on time departure, on time departure. I'm not going to say which airline because I don't want to bag the airline. I think what gets me mad, and I'm sure some of you guys are dealing with this, you know, going into the holiday weekend, is, you know, everybody else, it seems like with these other airlines, okay, if one plane is late, we're going to use this other plane that's on time. Then as this other plane comes in, we'll go to this gate, and so it's first come, first serve, so the planes just keep coming. No, it doesn't happen that way. I'm sorry, Dr. Wax, your plane is still in Phoenix. What the hell is my plane doing in Phoenix? I'm not even going to Phoenix. Well, your plane is in Phoenix, and we are waiting for the Phoenix flight to come here. Well, why? What's going on in Phoenix? It can't be snow. There's weather. Weather? What kind of weather in Phoenix? There's no weather in Phoenix. I lived in Phoenix. There's no weather in Phoenix. The other thing, too, that I find very, very odd is in the olden days, they used to board a plane from the back first. Remember how smart that was? My husband noticed that. He's like, that made it so much easier. So let's say you're in row 35, and I'm always in the last row because it's closer to the bathroom, and then usually there's seats together where I can sit with the kids. So I take row 35, 36, but no. They always row, you know, they do first class, and I get that. And boy, are those first class prissy. It is, you know, you're standing there, you're waiting for the gate, and someone's like, I'm in first class. I'm like, yeah, go blow it out, your retroperitoneum. So anyway, so the first class people go, and they act like they're all big shots. And we know you didn't pay for the tickets. We know it's your boss or your mommy's paying for them, or they're your miles. So don't be acting like you're richer than the rest of us with you in your first class. Fine. They get on board. Okay, but then you have rows 5 through 10. Why are you boarding rows 5 through 10? Board rows 35, 36. Board them, you know, so then we have a place to put our bags. It makes no sense. And then you could fill up quicker. As you're boarding the back rows, you don't have this log as opposed to boarding the front. So that makes no sense. Then they served us some nut crap something. I guess now the big thing is a snack mix with no peanuts. Okay, at least peanuts gave you some energy during the long flight. No. So it's this, I don't know what it is. So I sucked off the salt and I just made good with that. The seats are smaller now. I'm telling you right now, the seats are smaller. It's not that my butt got bigger, no. And your knees are now touching the seat in front of you. In fact, my airplane didn't even have a pocket. There was no pocket for me to put my drink. They only had one of those like pocket, like plastic pocket things that only holds a piece of paper. So what the hell am I supposed to do with my drink? Can't hand it to the kid. Now, where we went was we went to the Dominican Republic. Okay? Punta Cana, very, very nice, very beautiful. But I had a problem there too. Okay? So we took the kids because I don't, you know, we live with another family and I, you know, I don't ever get to see the kids because I work so much. Alright, so we're all hanging out in the pool area. Okay? So I noticed that my husband's not really paying attention to me. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And he's like, oh, nothing. I'm just enjoying the scenery. Well, I turn around thinking we're going to, you know, see some view of the beach from the pool, and there's Miss Thong dancing to the disco music that they have. Don't ask her, playing disco. and she's sitting there dancing in a thong. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I decide, you know what, I'm going to just, you know, go enjoy that. Fine. So I start to go over to the older boys. Okay, so my older son, and he has his friend there. And I come over there, and they just start walking away. And they start walking away fast in the pool. I didn't know you could walk in a pool. So they leave. So I'm like, you know what, I'll go to the babies. So you got the two 12-year-olds playing Frisbee. By the way, kids these days don't know how to throw a Frisbee. You know how we used to do it on the beach in the 70s and 80s? Kids, they don't know how to throw a Frisbee. So they start to throw the Frisbee wrong, and one of the kids yells, no, don't come over. I'm like, what? I can't come over in the pool. Why not? Well, there were two 12-year-old girls giggling at the way they were throwing the Frisbee. So now here I am sitting in the middle of the pool, standing in the middle of the pool with nowhere to go. Well, then come the 55-plus singles. And they start coming over, and I look like hot stuff. In fact, it's funny because the Donna Summer Hot Stuff song was playing, right? I got some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Okay, so all that's going on. And so now I'm getting hit on by these men with big gold chains coming over to visit me because I'm standing in the middle of the pool. I'm like, look, you know, thank you, but no thank you. I'm actually here for my 20th anniversary, but my husband is sitting there watching Miss Thong over there. Like, yeah, we watched her for about 30 minutes. Now we want somebody with a little bit more booty. I'm like, yeah, thank you, but no thank you. So I finally decided to turn around to go yell at my husband, and who is up at the bar? The two older boys. Apparently in the Caribbean, you could drink. Remember I told you this? You could drink at any age. So here they are up at the bar ordering alcohol, and they're getting it. Okay, now I'm ready to flip my lid. I don't know what to do, okay? And you can tell they don't like the taste of it. Kids don't like the taste of alcohol. Beer tastes like crap. I mean, beer really tastes like crap. So they're pretending that they like the taste of beer. Meanwhile, I peer over to the side of the bar, and here's the 12-year-old. And the 12-year-old is standing there trying to act all grown up with his braces, going, cerveza, please. I'm like, what is this? So he gets the beer. I'm watching this. He gets the beer, and he starts walking across the pool with the beer in his hand. And I look at the bartenders. They don't care. I'm like, did you tip him? Okay? So anyway, it was just, I don't know. And then I got sick, and then the play was delayed. So at least I'm back. I'm back here to do the show. But no, my vacation, and what kills me is we didn't even see the in-laws or family. There was no family and no in-laws, and still it was a crappy trip. All right, but we got a lot to talk about. All right, we've got some good news here. The Ebola vaccine works. Something is actually going right. We got an Ebola vaccine that works. They also say that if you have a woman doctor, you have a better chance of living. Are you kidding me? And then heart attacks on Christmas. Why are they on the rise? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Show. Sorry, I don't have any Christmas music up. I apologize. We're working on the Christmas music, and I'll just have to sing you guys my Christmas songs because it's Christmas time, and it is the best holiday season of the year, and happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah's coming up, too. Happy Hanukkah. Yay! We get the dreidel song. We get to play dreidel. We get to learn how to gamble pretty early on when we're Jews. It's really fun. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John that was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget, again, to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're switching gears to talking about pain medication as the Cardinal Health Unit, Cardinal Health Inc. unit, has agreed to pay $10 million to resolve claims that have failed to report to the U.S. DEA suspiciously large orders of addictive painkillers by New York area pharmacies. So I guess the settlement with New York City-based pharmaceutical distributor Kinray LLC was disclosed in papers filed late on Thursday in Manhattan federal court, and it came amid efforts by U.S. authorities to combat the nation's opiate drug epidemic. Some of you have weighed in on what's been going on with the opioid issues and how, many people have been bagging on the pharmacies, and it's not the pharmacy's fault altogether, because they've been, you know, getting fined for people coming in prescribing medications, and if they fill more than 10 a month, okay, that the DEA feels was excessive, they now unfortunately have to face pretty big fines, as we talked about last week. So let's go to the phone calls and see what you have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, hi. Yeah, I like what you're saying about the pharmacy business and not being so hard on the pharmacist. I'm a student and pharmacy technician also, and I agree. But my question is, why in certain places is there such a big problem with opioids and prescriptions, so many pain clinics giving out so many prescriptions, hundreds of them a day? And I noticed my first technician job was in Las Vegas, and it was horrible. It was just so many. I mean, it was overwhelming how many prescriptions for pain medications,
mm-hmm.
Like oxycodone, Oxycontin, everything, and for kids, Adderall and Roxycodone, and I mean everything, and fentanyl patches, fentanyl suckers. And Vegas has a real problem with it, or Nevada does. I don't know if there's a reason, and I heard Florida also. I was wondering what is some of the reasons for that.
That's a good question.
All right. Oh, thank you. And thanks for taking my question. Bye.
Okay, so that's good. I wish you were live, because I want to commend you for entering the pharmacy business industry. I think it's going to be a very tumultuous one, as unfortunately the pharmacists are being blamed as well as doctors for the opioid epidemic. And you know, it's very interesting how the government goes against the people that they can. Yeah, you know, all right, well, let's just, go after the doctors, let's find the pharmacists, nobody's dealing with pain and nobody's dealing with addiction. And that's what we need to have done. Not that I want the government interfering with how many prescriptions you can get, you can receive, but you do bring up a point. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, as you all know. And, for me, my prescribing habits were very conservative, very, very. I wanted to make sure whoever was in pain got some relief over the next few days until at least they could get in with a regular pain doctor or the orthopedist or whoever was, dealing with the joint or the body part that was in pain. I mean, if you have chronic abdominal pain, you shouldn't be taking narcotics. Right? You'd be getting in with a gastroenterologist. If you have chronic knee pain or chronic back pain, we got to get you in with the orthopedist. But there are people out there, right? And there's a couple different categories of people. You have those where they have tried everything. Okay, their knees and hips are shot. Their back is shot. Right. They just are. I mean, I was in the Dominican Republic, and it was beautiful. And by the way, if you want an inexpensive trip, the Dominican Republic was very inexpensive. We're talking food, drink, flight, all included. So it was a great getaway. It was cheaper to go there than someplace in America. That's how inexpensive it was to go to the Dominican. But I was hurting so bad. The humidity. I was just in so much pain, and I used to run. So my hips are shot. My knees are shot from skiing and years of running, such that I didn't take a painkiller, and I didn't want to take any ibuprofen. I just kind of worked it off, walked it off, stayed in the pool. But for those of you that can't take it, because you are literally bone on bone, you're in a lot of pain. And those pain pills only last a few hours. So it's very easy for you to go through six a day. Dangerous because of all the Tylenol attached. And the government started to limit the amount of Tylenol with these painkillers. So you take about six a day. Right? After 7 days, that's 42 pills. So you get a prescription for 100. It seems excessive. It was excessive for me. I would only give 30 pills. I never gave 100. I didn't want anybody overdosing on them. I'm not a pain specialist, and I wanted the pharmacy to know when somebody was falsifying my prescription. So I left it at 30. They could come back and get a refill if they needed to, but I just wrote 30. I'm not a pain doctor, so that's not my specialty, but I still, wanted to be merciful and make sure you had something for pain. But somebody with a prescription for 100, as you could see, if they go through 42 a week, which, by the way, is still way too much, I couldn't imagine what's going on with the liver or the bowel, or even the brain, as the mood receptors from the opioid get saturated. That's what, a little bit more than 2 weeks worth, 100 pills. So on one end, you have people in chronic pain that really need 360 tablets. And that's to get them through. Then you have other people that are taking it for funsies. They're taking it to get high. Then you have the group of people where they are just addicted. They don't even know if it's real pain anymore. They are addicted. And going through opioid withdrawal is the worst. And we've talked about it. It is scary. You shouldn't die. Some people could be suicidal. But it is so painful. It is so miserable. And opioid withdrawal is so frightening that drives people to want more and more medication. So why Vegas? So the pharmacy tech, and I trust him with his data more than I, because he's in the field. But, you know, Florida, Florida, again, you have people in pain. You also have people like to party. I wouldn't be surprised if California, just because it's a very populous state. New York obviously has been having issues, but they're limiting what you could get in an ER, and there's now a lot more limitations legally. But nobody is addressing the pain. Now, he talks about fentanyl patches and fentanyl suckers. Fentanyl lollipops. I mean, the fentanyl, that is one of the strongest, most potent narcotics out there. And there is such a demand for these. So what happens? Well, you just get used to it. You get tolerant to it. Yeah, I'm supposed to be having surgery next week. I'm not too excited about that. And the surgeon, who was wonderful, when he did my first surgery, I didn't even need any pain pills. I took one that day, because, he said, make sure, you take something so you can at least get up and walk around. And that was the only thing. I only had to take one little baby pain pill. Thank God I was good. This time he goes, you may be in the hospital. You may be in a lot of pain. So I'm a little nervous about that, because I don't want to be in pain. And we got the Dallas game coming up Monday night. So if they don't get ESPN, I am screwed. So I am going to be leaving AMA to get the hell out of the hospital and watch the game. I got some bowel obstruction hernia thing. I don't know what the hell. And that's good, because honestly, I think I got a testicle floating around there somewhere. So if they could find that too, do some lipo, I am golden. But so anyway, so I'm having some issues. I'm having, something done on Monday. I'm not too excited about that, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm a little nervous about the pain. And so, I get nervous and I go, well, what if I'm really going to be in pain for a few days? So I start taking Lortab or Vicodin or whatever they give you. Maybe the first one, you get a little bit of euphoria, but then after the next, no, it doesn't seem to work. So it's very, very easy to become tolerant. Then as you become tolerant, meaning, it's not really doing much for me, I have to go up on the dose. As you go up on the dose, you start to become more tolerant to that. Then you skip a dose, and either the pain comes back, or you start to feel shaky, or you get diarrhea. That's where the addiction part starts to come in, where you look like are so dependent on it that now you need it. So it's that flow, very simplified, all right, because I know we're coming up on break, and I don't have time to be long-winded on this. So, narcotics are one of the most popular drugs out there. They're a legal drug. And I believe the majority of people are not taking it for funsies, but they're taking it because they have pain or now they're addicted. Even if they started to take it for funsies, we have addiction issues. And so we need to focus our efforts on getting people off pain medication and dealing with pain. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, really quickly here, some of you have been talking about the Electoral College, and I, you know, I'm a medical doctor, so I like to talk about the medical news. But one of you had asked me to weigh in on what I think about changing the Electoral College, and I think at this point, what's been going on in the news has been absolutely ludicrous. You know, Obama won two elections in a row, to the dismay of half the country. And we didn't see the riots. We didn't see all the crying, the cry rooms. We didn't see all the hoopla that we're seeing now. Yes, some people said that they wanted to, get rid of the Electoral College with that, but nobody really made a movement, and people were upset, but we moved on. We accepted who the new president was, and we moved on. Okay? Now it seems like we have to completely amend the Constitution, and, Donald Trump still won the electoral votes, despite many people in Hollywood trying to change their minds. And, I mean, you know, here's the thing, people. I get really, really nervous about how we are looked at to other countries, okay? And being so divided and being so upset and crying and shooting our cops, and we look like we are in such disarray. And I mean, look at what happened with, you know, the Berlin Christian Market this week. People want us dead. There are people out there who want us dead. There are people out there plotting against us. Okay? And we are supposed to be the United States of America. Alright? Other countries don't call us America. Alright? They call us the Estados Unidos. We are the United States. Alright? That's how other people perceive us. And we don't look united. And when you get rid of the Electoral College, give way to a popular vote, and I understand the logic behind that, okay? I understand that. Whoever, let's say, wins from a popular vote standpoint should be the winner. So if you have 100 people voting, if 52 voted one way, 48 voted the other, it should be a slam dunk 52. I get that. Alright, so what was the Electoral College designed for? Well, the Electoral College was designed for to allow every state to have a say-so. Not every state was going to be Pennsylvania or New York. In this day and age, the country is not determined by what California wants and by what New York wants. Okay? And New York and California are the most populous states. Same thing, you got Texas, you got Florida. Do we really want our country and who we elect and how the Supreme Court later gets stacked and how federal judges get appointed based on what New York or California or Texas or Florida want? For those of you who live in Iowa, you'd be like, well, what about me? Those of you that live in Kansas, those of you who live in Ohio, those of you who live in Indiana, Illinois. So we need all our voices heard. So how the Electoral College works is basically, the majority of the popular vote within that state determines the Electoral College votes. So there's been a lot of talk, people, you know, repealing it and, changing, amending the Constitution. I don't think it's going to work because I sincerely doubt North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Minnesota, any of these states are going to want to lose their voice. That's ridiculous. And let's say one state really doesn't manage the illegal immigrant situation to the degree that they should. And we're not even allowed to call them illegal immigrants anymore. We're supposed to call them undocumented. So somebody comes into the country legally, and goes through all that hard work to become a citizen, like my father did, all they're called is legal. Whereas somebody else, not called illegal, they're called undocumented. So it's a document issue. All right. So my dad was documented. Even though he went through the whole citizenship, he took the test, he did everything he was supposed to, learn the language. So you have a state that isn't the most, diligent about keeping their border secure. They could bring in as many people as they want, allow those people to vote, and that could skew an election. No, not going to happen. So if all of California wanted Hillary Clinton, every single person. Now, what's unfair with the Electoral College, which is why a lot of people were complaining on the other end, is let's say, you know, the Republicans who voted in the last two elections, their votes just weren't heard. If they lived in California, if they lived in New York, right, and they were Republican, their vote wasn't heard. It was heard in the Ronald Reagan election. Okay, that's when California turned red. But, you know, so that is frustrating when you live in a state where that majority rules. But remember, majority would have ruled anyway. You know, it's just you as a Californian, everybody goes, you know, gosh, why did you vote for Hillary? You're like, but I didn't vote for Hillary. I live in California. Yeah, so I, you know, we get that. So I don't really foresee any change with the Electoral College soon. I really don't. Alright, I have a message popping up here. Oh, it has to do with customs. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. So, I don't think the Electoral College is going to go anyway soon because I doubt Iowa, Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, New Hampshire, Vermont, North Carolina, South Carolina are going to want their vote silenced. They're going to want to have a piece and a stake in the presidential election. So, it's not going to happen. And rightfully so. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like one of my listeners came in from an international flight, had to go through security twice. He wants to talk about why that. Okay, so basically what's going on here, and then we'll get to some medical news. But thank you. Keep these calls and questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or your emails could come to drdahlia.com. Basically, when you come into the country and you go through customs, okay, but you have a connecting flight. This happened also with us. You have to go through security twice. All right, so I understand how that seems tedious, but the reason why that happens, you can't just fly in internationally and then go to your connecting flight, because what if that country did a half-assed job of security? So as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to travel, especially Christmas and international travel, and I understand you can miss your flight, we do need to double do when it comes to the security. Because if you're coming from some country named Dahlia-stan, let's say, okay, and my guess is Dahlia-stan has a lot of good-looking people with big boobs. Okay, that's probably where, because that's where I think I came from. Anyway. Dahlia with a good sense of humor. So people coming from Dahlia, yeah, and it could sing. Dahlia-stan, people could sing. But let's say everybody is so busy singing and dancing in Dahlia-stan, so they let things go through security. Now you're here on American soil, and now you want to travel from New York to L.A. You better go back through security, because that Dahlia-stan agent might be an idiot. Okay, it could happen. It's rare, because most Dahlia-stan people have real high IQs. So that's why you have to go through security twice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Alan Thicke had died suddenly, and we were told that it was a heart attack. Now we're being told it was a ruptured aorta. So that was very, very scary. Apparently, he had a ruptured aorta and a Stanford type A aortic dissection, according to his official death certificate obtained by E! News. Now, Alan Thicke is Robin Thicke's dad, you know, the one that does that song, oh, hey, 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 you know, that bird line song. And he was the Growing Pains dad, one of our favorite TV dads ever. And he died on December 13th playing hockey. The thing is a ruptured aorta and an aortic dissection are two different things. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how Christmas season is the most deadly for heart attacks. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Don't forget to give the gift of life. Blood is needed desperately. So please, if you can, donate blood. This is a very, very scary time of year as many people are away. They're vacationing. They drink. They may not take care of themselves. Accidents could happen. And, you know, people don't think about donating blood on a regular basis during the holidays. So this is extremely important. And if you don't know what to get somebody, but you want to get somebody something, give them a pint of blood as a present. They don't have to actually have the pint, but the fact that you're donating in their name is pretty damn cool. So pints for presents, I think, is a very, very cool thing to do. Donate a pint of blood. If you can, it could save the lives of three people. Very, very cool. Unfortunately, somebody who needed blood and didn't make it was Alan Thicke, 69-year-old actor who died from a Stanford type A aortic dissection. Apparently, he was playing hockey with his 19-year-old son, Carter, at Pickwick Gardens Ice Rink in Burbank, California. An insider at the ice rink said he was in great spirits. Alan had taken a few shifts and seemed fine. Then during a shift, he seemed to falter and skated to the bench. He was sitting on the bench, hunched over, and then started to experience pain. He laid down and started moaning loudly, holding his head. He called 911, and the paramedics came within 2 to 3 minutes. He was conscious and had stopped moaning by the time they took him to the hospital. From what we understand, he also told everybody, "Don't worry, I'm good." And unfortunately, he was pronounced dead at the hospital that afternoon. From what we understand, Alan was healthy, Alan Thicke, and his heart apparently wasn't healthy, so this was a complete shock. So you're going to hear the terms aortic rupture. It didn't rupture. It dissected. All right, a aneurysm rupture. So what's the difference between an aneurysm and a dissection? Well, an aneurysm, most commonly in the abdominal aorta. So the aorta is the main conduit, the main artery of the blood that comes through the heart. Okay, it's that main tube. And it's supposed to dispense blood throughout the, it's like the main artery. Main highway, supposed to allow offshoots and branches off of it to go and circulate around the body. In the abdominal area, which is not what happened to Alan Thicke, that area can very commonly, if you smoke, okay, have high blood pressure and other risk factors, I don't want to say very commonly, but it can, rarely, I should say, start to swell. All right, gets 4.5, 5 centimeters, 5.6 centimeters. That can actually burst and rupture. That's an abdominal aortic aneurysm rupture. You can also have an aneurysm in the brain that ruptures. It just kind of pops, starts to leak. An aortic dissection is different. It's where the blood vessel dissects. Many times it happens in the thoracic. I don't want to say many times in terms of commonly, but when it happens, more commonly in the thoracic. So what happens there is you have a tube, and the tube starts to tear along the lining. So the inner part of the tube tears, such that blood is now flowing into that ripped area. So it's still enclosed at the time. But that blood that starts to go into that ripped area pocket, that doesn't get to go anywhere. So it's painful. You don't get enough blood to where you need to. And it could eventually rupture. So this aortic dissection, of all the catastrophes that could happen to the aorta, according to Medscape, this is even more common than a ruptured abdominal aorta. 33% of people will die within the first 24 hours. 50% will die within 48 hours. They say the two-week mortality rate approaches 75% in patients with an undiagnosed ascending aortic dissection. Now, when you see the term ascending, the ascending aorta is as it leaves the heart, it goes up, and then it goes down. So the heart pumps up the blood, okay? And then so that's the ascending arch, the as it goes up. And then it turns the corner, makes a U-E, and then it goes down to the descending aorta. You have the descending thoracic aorta, which is still in the chest cavity, and then it goes down into the abdominal aorta area. So we are talking about a thoracic or a chest aorta, a chest part of the aorta. So, the dissections of the thoracic aorta have now been classified. So when you heard that he had a Stanford classification type A, All right, you got type A and type B. Type A is the ascending, okay? Type B is not, and then you have the DeBakey types, etc. So you have the type 1 where it's the ascending aorta, then the aortic arch, and then the descending aorta. Type 2 is just ascending aorta, and then type 3 is just the descending aorta. Type 3 dissections are later classified, so there's a bunch of different classifications of these, but it sounds like he had an ascending aorta dissection. I don't think they gave us any more of the classifications. Now, so what happens here? All right, so you get a tear within the lining of the aorta, and so you start to get blood in there. You get a subintimal hematoma. That pressure dissects it even more. Occasionally, this hematoma builds up where it can take up at least a half, even then a full part of that circumference, because if you're having blood escape the main artery into the side wall, eventually that's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. All right? So, you get less blood. You got less blood flow. You basically bleed to death internally within that wall, and then if it ruptures as well. So, who's at risk for it? They say 75% of dissections occur in those who are 40 to 70 years old with a peak age of 50 to 65 years old. One of you messaged me, is this what happened to John Ritter? Yes, it is. He had, unfortunately, they thought it was a heart attack, but he had an aortic dissection. Very painful. You could also have, if you have connective tissue disorders, issues where your connective tissue, the lining of the heart isn't as strong. There's a whole variety of conditions that could do this, a bunch of different metabolic disorders. You could even have arteriosclerosis. If you have arteriosclerosis or hardening of the arteries, that could put you at risk also. Bicuspid aortic valves, we've talked about that. Trauma, obviously, you have blunt trauma, and then all of a sudden the wall weakens. Cocaine. We've seen people with cocaine, unfortunately, get this abrupt chest pain. May not be a heart attack. It could be an aortic dissection, so you have to watch out for that. Certain infections could do it. Syphilis has been known to do it. Sometimes previous heart surgery. There's a whole variety of things. Even pregnancy. Again, this is rare. This is very, very rare, but unfortunately it can happen. It's pretty, pretty scary. So what do? We got to give you blood. I mean, and we got to give you blood. We got to give you fluid, and we have got to keep your cardiac output strong to send blood. Because remember, if your blood is going through the wall and it's not staying within the system, then your heart's not getting blood. We have to slow the heart rate down so we can make sure we get some control over this. And then we want to make sure that we don't force more blood into the area, so we start to lower the blood pressure a little bit. Unfortunately, with cocaine on board, that's tough, okay, because we got to try to block the cocaine effect. But it doesn't have to be cocaine. It could be age. It could be arteriosclerosis, etc. They say the mortality rate from aortic arch dissections is about 10 to 15%, according to Medscape. You can even get neurological complications because you're not getting good blood flow to the brain. And so you can fix it, though. You can use a graft. Okay, basically they take out the tear, they take out that part, use a graft to allow more of a wall. There's stenting. There's a variety of things they could do. And unfortunately, though, it still has a high mortality rate, considering, because a lot of people don't know what's going on. They think it's a heart attack. So they start to give you maybe some beta blockers, maybe they give you some aspirin, they give you oxygen, they do some blood work. Many times we need to throw you into like an MRI to see what's going on, or echocardiogram as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.